Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to chapter 21 in the Gospel of John. We're in verses 15 through 19 today with our practice. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." In John 21, verses 15 through 19, we encounter a profound moment between Jesus and Peter, resonating with deep spiritual significance. After his resurrection, Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Each time, Peter affirms his love, and Jesus responds with a calling, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, and feed my sheep." This dialogue is not merely a restoration of Peter who had denied Jesus three times. It represents a divine commissioning for all believers, you and me. Amen. The exchange reveals that our Lord and Savior knows the innermost thoughts and struggles of our souls. He understands the weight of our burdens, the questions that keep us awake at night, and the fears that hinder our faith. In Peter's case, Jesus not only knows his heart, but also recognizes the potential for redemption and purpose. To feed his lambs and tend his sheep signifies a call to nurture and lead others in faith, embodying Christ's love and teachings. It reminds us that discipleship is not a solitary pursuit, but a communal responsibility. We are invited to care for those who are vulnerable, whether they are new believers, lost souls seeking truth, or those in need of encouragement and support. Jesus entrusts us with this sacred task, illustrating that love must manifest in actions. When we feed and tend to the spiritual needs of others, we live out our devotion to Christ and become instruments of His grace. In a world often marked by division and despair, this calling is vital. By engaging in acts of love, kindness, and service, we not only honor our Lord, but also reflect His heart to a world longing for hope. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever." This is day four of our conclave. Actually, day five, I should say. Day five this morning for our conclave as we pray for Holy Mother Church and the creation and blessing of our new Pope. Our prayers continue for Kairos Prison Ministry. This is a day two for a novena for Kairos. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 21, verses 15 through 19. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Follow Me. Upon the shore where waters gleam, the risen Christ in morning's light calls Peter forth, fulfilling a dream to mend the heart and set it right. Do you love me? His question profound. 3 times it echoes, each word a call. With a humble heart on sacred ground, Peter's reply and grace fills all. Feed my lambs, the Savior speaks, a charge to guide, to serve, to lead. Through love and care our spirit seeks to nourish hearts, to plant the seed. So let us rise with purpose clear, to tend his sheep, to answer the plea. In every act his love we share. Wherever we go, may we truly be free. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's May 4th, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:54, 24 hours later. Have a wonderful day in the Lord today as I continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11, in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praying for my good friend John this morning. I had a good conversation with him last night. May God bless you, my friend. In Jesus' name. God bless you.